Reverend Michael Jensen from Australia brings a word for you from Mark chapter 1, verses 41 and 42.
Father in heaven, God who is revealed by Jesus as Father. In the scriptures we read about the life of Jesus Christ, and we see all the qualities we have already discussed that are true about God. Jesus brings something from nothing as he speaks in response to the faith of a leper. He stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, "I will, be clean." And immediately the leprosy left him and he was made clean. Mark chapter 1 verse 41 to 42. Or as he fills Peter's empty net with fish. We have already seen that Jesus pours himself out for us when he dies on the cross and reveals that he is El Shaddai. He is also revealed as the Holy One who helps when all seems lost, speaking to a woman caught in adultery, who is about to be stoned to death for her sins. Having challenged her accusers, Jesus says, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and do not sin again." The Bible tells us that Jesus is the Son of God, and that he came to make God known to us. John writes in his Gospel that no one has ever seen God, the only Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has made him known. John 1 verse 18. Jesus said to his disciple Philip, "He who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'?" And he taught his disciples to pray, saying, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be thy name.'" He wanted his followers to know that God could become their Father, as he was his Father, that they could be born again through the gift of the Holy Spirit as they confessed their sin and put their trust in him. When he rose from the dead, he spoke to Mary and said, "Do not hold me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" John 20 verse 17. Jesus wanted us to know the Father so that we would have a true knowledge of who God is. In the story of the prodigal son, it is the heart of the Father that Jesus is seeking to make known to his audience. The Father who freely gives, who grieves over the wayward son longing and looking for his return. The Father who runs out to greet his repentant child and lavishes him with more than he could ask or think. The Father who appeals to his elder son to have the same mercy and forgiveness, and to recognize that he does not need to work for his approval, but rather believe in his character.